This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. How about when you take out a life insurance policy on your husband, who happens to be already dead? It seems that Barry had been in touch with Zurich Life about securing a $500,000 life insurance policy for a $600 annual premium. He was told until the policy was approved, he and his family were entitled to $250,000 in temporary coverage. The company didn't know that Barry died 8 days after applying for the policy, and it left several voicemail messages stating Barry's application had been approved. Barry's wife, Rebecca, called the company back and accepted the policy and began paying premiums. 2 years later, she finally told the company about Barry's death, and the company refused to pay the policy benefits, arguing that the fact that Barry was already dead when Rebecca accepted the coverage should void the contract for fraud. But the court held for Rebecca, stating that a reasonable jury could believe that the insurance company received all necessary forms and payment before Barry's death. So it's a matter of life and death. The only question is, which came first? This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.